Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The mighty Yah. For Yahweh is righteous, Yahweh is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom. I am Moray Naftali, here with you once again, bringing you nothing but the truth. The true, unadulterated words of Yahweh. And who is this Yahweh? Yahweh is the creator. He is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the seas, and all that in them is. And there is none beside him, for Yahweh is one. Praise the mighty Yah. It's truly an honor, a privilege and pleasure to be with you once again, indulging in this great sacrifice, even the sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim. For Yahweh said that this is a sacrifice unto him. When we seek out to know him. For if you don't know the Almighty, how can you serve him? If you don't know your Creator, how can you know your purpose? How can you fulfill your purpose? And so, this is Yah's. Praise the mighty Yah for all my brothers and sisters and friends that's indulging with me this evening. Hallelujah. So we will continue on this series for this week, which is recorded in the book of Psalms, the 133rd division. The mighty Yah, for all the beautiful wisdom and knowledge that has come out thus far concerning this beautiful chapter in the book of Psalms. The Morays have done an excellent job, and Yahweh has blessed us through them, bringing forth his word, magnifying his words, magnifying the law, and making it very honorable. I'll read this scripture to begin program. Psalms 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And to me, it already starts with a word that you must not skip over, which is behold. Behold means to look, to zoom in on. And with this beautiful psalm, this book of wisdom, which is Yah's book, and we attribute all these psalms and proverbs to Yah. This is by his inspiration and his spirit. Behold, look and pay attention. You must see this thing. How good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And as it was pointed out, that this is a song of degrees, which means this is very high wisdom. This is a high group of words put together that we must behold and pay attention to. How good it is and pleasant for brothers to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments. And that oil is beautiful. The scriptures say the oil that makes the man's face to shine. Oil is the ointment of praise. Yahweh said he will put upon us the oil of joy. But there is no joy in this world without oil. There is no praise and goodness in this world without oil. You must look at it. You must behold the oil that Yahweh has blessed this earth with. Dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. And yes, the dew is beautiful. For the dew that rests upon the mountains is what caused the mountains to bring forth and bud forth and bring forth beautiful fruits that bring forth beautiful green grass and leaves that the beasts may eat and that the beasts may multiply. Beasts that we use to eat. Beasts that we use to clothe ourselves with. That the bees and the insects may have their fruits, and that they may go about in the world and do their work. This is all just beautiful. That dew that sits upon the mountain, like it sits upon your grass in the morning, and your herbs that's in your backyard that you planted. It just brings forth life. It says, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, there Yahweh commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. And this is the ultimate goal. There is no higher place to achieve than everlasting life. And what Yahweh is trying to get us to behold is that that's what unity promotes. That's what unity, and there is no true unity without our Yahweh. For Yahweh said he is one. And when you begin to walk with Yah, you begin to walk in his oneness. That's why he said he has one law. One law. Not several different kinds of laws. He has one law for Israel and the same law for the strangers. And this is why when you join yourself unto Yah, you have one life to live, one law to live by. Whether you're an Israelite or a stranger or a Gentile, same exact commandments to keep. And this is Yah's oneness. His oneness is unity, and his oneness does nothing but bring forth beautifulness, pleasantness, goodness, and life forevermore. But Yahweh wants you to be whole. He wants you to be whole how good and how pleasant it really is. I want to show you this real quick is what we should be striving for. This is the highest place that we can be in as a people. Second Samuel, the first chapter, look what it says David had to say about one of his best friends, one that he was united with in heart and spirit and life. He had unity between him and his friend. And this is what he also had to say about his friend's father, whom he had controversy with. But no matter the controversy, David exemplified love and mercy. Well, how can you have unity without love and mercy? This is why Yahweh told us, I've shown you what's good. I showed you what's good already. And I want you to continue to behold what's good. What's good is that you love mercy. Do justly and love mercy and walk humbly with your Elohim. Pleasant it is. Let's read. Saul, this is 2 Samuel, 1st chapter, verse 22, verse 23. Saul and Jonathan were lovely and pleasant in their lives. And in their death, they were not divided. These was a father and son that was like best friends. They were swifter than eagles. They were stronger than lions. Ye daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you in scarlet, with other delights, who put on ornaments of gold upon your apparel. He could have talked about negativity and how Saul just got what he got what he had coming. He saw for my life. He tried to kill me. This man deserved to be dead. He was wicked. But no, you don't have no time for no negativity. Because how good and pleasant it is, you will never know until you know how to live your life good and pleasant. Good and pleasant. There's no good and pleasant and brothers dwelling together in unity when brothers ain't good and pleasant. They more negative. And this man was an enemy unto David. But this is the mercy. Even in his death, he told the people to weep. Weep over this man. Remember the good things that this man did and how he put on ornaments of gold upon your apparel. 25th verse. How are the mighty fallen in the midst of the battle? O Jonathan, thou was slain in thy high places. I'm distressed for thee, my brother Jonathan. Thy love to me was wonderful, passing the love of women. This man was pleasant unto David. And this is how you have unity. will you be pleasant unto your brothers. And this word pleasant, you must understand what it is. Good and pleasant, they go together. There is no pleasant without good, and there is no good without pleasant. They're both beautiful. They're both about the light. Yahweh said, I seen the light that it was good. Earth, and he said, I seen it's good. The waters that brought forth, he seen it was good. Man and beast, he seen it was good. All that Yahweh created. And he said, from the rising of the sun to the going down, he did his works. And he put the light upon it so you can see how beautiful his works is. How colorful it is, how bright it is, how lively it is. Even a beast in the field, he made it to be pleasant because he made it to be good. And when you look at the beast in a normal state, they just like us, raising their young, playing together with their young, running about, happy, feeding one another, helping one another, taking care of one another. This is what the beasts do. This is what the fishes in the oceans do. And they full of life and color and beautiful and pleasant. It says in Psalms 112, verse 1, praise ye Yah. Blessed is the man that fears Yah, that delights greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generations of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness shall endure forever. Unto the upright there arise light in the darkness. He's gracious, full of compassion. He's righteous, because you're not righteous unless you are a gracious person. Gracious, when you look at this word and study it, just look up gracious and just go to every scripture that's dealing with gracious. And you will see that it just means kindness. Just kind, full of it. Full of kindness. Full of compassion. I mean, you find reasons. You look for reasons to be kind to somebody. You look for reasons to have mercy on people and to show mercy to people. It says he's righteous. Look at the fifth verse. A good man shows favor. He shows favor. Like Yahweh said that a man that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor of Yah. Favor is when somebody show you kindness in such a way that you think that you've been done something right or good or something. Why is this person being so nice to me? As Ruth had to ask Boaz, why are you being so nice to me? Treat me like one of the other daughters when you know I'm just a stranger. This is the way of unity. Because there is no true unity, which true unity is under Yah. And there is no true unity under Yah without goodness and pleasantness. Look what it says. A good man shows favor. That's just what he do. When you meet him, he don't even know you, but he shows you favor. Because he's full of kindness and he's full of compassion. It says, he lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. He lendeth. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. The righteous is going to be in everlasting remembrance because you're going to remember how kind they are, with how they lend to you, how they showed you favor, how they made you feel good about yourself, how they made you feel good, period. Look what it says. He's not going to be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in Yah, and it is Yah that told us to love mercy. It is Yah that told us to be gracious, like he's gracious, like he's long-suffering. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. And yes, he desired for his enemies to stop doing evil. He desired for his enemies to stop succeeding in their wickedness. Look what it says in the 9th verse. He has dispersed. He has given to the poor. He don't just give to the poor. He's dispersed, period. He's always giving. How can you have unity and you not giving and bring it to the table? How can you have unity and all you do is, can you imagine? Everybody got this spirit. Everybody's showing favor. Everybody's dispersing. Everybody's giving. Everybody's full of compassion and gracious. Showing favor and love to one another. Look what it says. He's dispersed. He's given to the poor. His righteousness is endured forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. And the wicked, they shall see it. This man, they can keep, they can give. And they can show all the favor in the world. And you might take from them and get from them. But at the end of the day, when you're wicked, it ain't going to do nothing. The more righteous that a righteous man do, it don't do nothing but make the wicked hate him more, dislike him more. But the righteous, they fixed. They heart is fixed, trusting in Yah. It don't matter how much hate that I receive, the righteous say. I don't care how much they going to hate me. I trust in Yah. And I'm going to keep showing favor. I'm going to keep bursting. I'm going to keep giving, and I'm going to be full of compassion. It's unfortunate that you're wicked. It's an unfortunate thing that you live in a negative place. Maybe, hopefully, one day you might change and see the light. Look what it says in Psalms, the 15th chapter. See, that's pleasant and good. That's a pleasant person. These are the ones that Yahweh say, gather my saints together. These are the ones that I'm going to shine a light to you that Yahweh want united with him. Psalm 15, verse 1 says, Yahweh, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who are the ones that's going to be united with you, Yah? Who shall dwell in your holy hill with you, Yah? Well, he that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness, truth in your heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor. We shouldn't be trying to do no evil. How can you have unity when you're trying to do evil to your neighbor? Nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. I ain't even taking up no reproach against my neighbor. When you bring a reproach to me, I'm a dead it right there. We're not trying to reproach nobody. We're not trying to scorn nobody. Trying to hope for the best. Pray for the best. And whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honored them that fear Yah. And when you see people that fear Yah, that's the ones you're supposed to be honoring. Not dishonoring. Not showing dislike, disdain, hate, and hating on them. These are the ones that you're supposed to be cleaving with, serving with, working with, drawing your soul out to. Man, these are the ones that fear Yah. These are the ones that I must unify with. These are the ones I must be together with. These are the ones that I must show my goodness and my pleasantness with. Because if you're going to unite with Yah, and that's what it's all about, having unity with Yah. And when you unify yourself with Yah, you unify yourself with his family. All those that united with Yah becomes your family. Even the strangers. It says, fourth verse, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honors them that fears Yah,
And he that sweareth to his own hurt and changes not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, only lending just to make something from it, nor take a reward against the innocent, he that doeth these things shall never be moved. Hallelujah. Now go with me further. Let me show you this in the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, so we can truly shine a light on the goodness and pleasantness of unity, and what you must possess in your heart, what you must possess in your hands and your feet, what you must possess in your mouth to bring forth the highest thing you can bring forth, which is unity. Unity in Yah. Walking with Yah. For he is one. His law is one. Because he's united. Which means he's whole. He's complete. He's not undone. He's fixed. He's established. And there's no greater place to be than be totally fixed, to be totally established, to be complete. And you have people walking around all day, they undone, they not complete, they not established, and this is why they struggle every day. And then some give up and say, hey, I'm just going to be wicked. There's no happiness in that. It's just pride and arrogancy. And within pride and arrogancy, it's a bunch of madness. It's a bunch of sadness. The wicked might not show you their madness and sadness, but it's there. They very mad. They very sad. Because they feel the hole, the sunken hole in a dark place that is void. Look what it says in the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. My son, forget not my law, starting at verse 1. But let thy heart keep my commandments, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck and write them upon the table of thine heart. Yeah, like a chain, like a gold diamond chain around your neck. Bind mercy and truth, kindness and truthfulness, honesty, integrity. Bind that upon your neck like a pleasant jewel. Because this is where goodness and pleasantry come from, mercy and truth. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of Elohim and man. Because you got that pleasantry upon your neck. You got that goodness upon your neck. You truthful, you honest, and you got kindness that go before you. Mercy that goes before you. And that's the only thing you seeking is mercy and truth. Now you got favor with Elohim and man. People desire to be around you. They want you around them. This is unity. We can't have unity without mercy and truth. We can't have unity without favor. We must be a desirable people instead of the undesired. Look what it says in the 5th verse. Trust in Yah with all thine heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path to your own ways. Doing your own thing. Seek the Almighty. Ask him the way you should go. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear Yah. Depart from evil, and it shall be held to your neighbor. Marrow to your bones. Honor Yah with your substance and with the first fruits of your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of Yah, neither be weary of his correction. For whom Yahweh loves, he corrects, even as a father the son in whom he delights. And look what it says in the 13th verse. The man that finds wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. And see, there is no goodness and pleasantness without true happiness. And so you must find wisdom to promote true unity. But a lot of times we not even seeking wisdom. But praise y'all for those listening in. Maybe you the ones that have the spirit to seek wisdom. You must live, but even when you're young, this is the time to start seeking wisdom. Before you even get into the experience of life, seek wisdom. It says, happy is the man that finds wisdom, the man that getteth understanding, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. And you're going to notice that wisdom always compared to fine gold and silver and rubies and pleasant stones, pleasant jewels, because there is nothing higher places of the earth. And when you get higher than the riches of the earth is when you get to the place of wisdom. When you get to the place of unity with Yah, unity with your brethren, unity with your people, unity with your family. This is the place that's higher than riches, higher than gold. It says, she's more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. And this word goodness and pleasant, pleasant, it means desirable. It's desirable to the eyes. It's desirable to the heart. It's desirable to the ears. That's why the scriptures say the praise of Yah is pleasant and good. Hear it. It's desirable. It's lustful. You want it. It feels good. It sounds good. It is beautiful. That's what pleasant means. You got to ask yourself, are you the kind of sister and brother that make people feel good? Are you the kind of sister and brother that is desirable, the undesirable? Look what it says, 16th verse, length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor. In the 17th verse, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. And this is the way of unity. There is no unity without wisdom. Wisdom is the promotion of unity. Because to have any goodness and pleasantness, you must walk in the ways of wisdom. And we don't have wisdom, people. We don't know wisdom, people. Wisdom, the beginning of wisdom, is to fear Yah. And to fear Yah is to depart from evil. And so when you're departing from evil, you always seeking favor. You're not trying to do no evil. Even if you have to draw your soul out unto death, the righteous refuse to do evil. 17th verse says, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy everyone that retaineth her. You must keep her. You might have wisdom today, but then you might let her go tomorrow. Don't let her go never. Wake up with her. Scriptures say, call her your kinsman. Call her your sister, your loved one. Keep her with you from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. And if you keep her with you, you're always going to be pleasant in your ways. You're going to be pleasant in your walk. You're going to be pleasant in your talk, which means the things that you do will be beautiful. It will be desirable. Look what it says, Proverbs, the fourth chapter. Verse 1, hear ye children, the instructions of a father. And it might not be just your father. It might be somebody else's father, but we got to learn how to hear instruction. And attend to no understanding. so that you can be good and that you can dwell good and be unified with the righteous. That you can dwell with Yah and be unified with Yah's family. I will give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Because you will never get to the highest place. You will never achieve true prosperity without wisdom and understanding. But you can get it if you want to get it. Even if you're young, you can begin to get wisdom and understanding. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thy head an ornament, that's jewelry, of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Yes. See, she's going to give you jewelry that's much higher than the normal jewelry that one might possess. Because the jewelry she going to give you is going to come with purpose behind it. Like the ring that Pharaoh put upon Joseph's finger. Gold and diamonds and shining. And it was desirable to look upon it. But it had purpose with it. The crown that was put upon his head. The crown and ring that was put upon Daniel. When Nebuchadnezzar promoted him. And it wasn't the promotion of man. That was the promotion of wisdom. He showed Joseph, Daniel, they showed nothing but kindness to these heathen kings. They showed nothing but the walk of truth, the true truth of Yah, the fast to the mercies of Yah, the light of Yah. And they were promoted. And the jewels that they wore was a sign of their promotion. But yes, she shall give to thy head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. And when you are pleasant, when you are good, this is the kind of thing that you are. Look what it says in Proverbs, the 24th chapter, verse 4. It says, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. As you open them chambers, you see all these pleasant, beautiful riches. It's like opening up a chest of treasure. Not a bunch of diamonds that still got the coal and the dirt on it. The gold that still looked like a rock covered with dirt and grime. No. This pleasantness is desirable to look upon. To see it, and it just looks good. It looks good. It feels good to even look at it. You don't even want to take your eyes off of it. It's glistening. It's beautiful. It's colorful. It's vibrant. These stones, they glisten so much, they move it. And this is the pleasantness. This is how pleasantness looks. And when you look at true unity, it looks just like that. Matter of fact, it looks even better. But if it can at least just look like a treasure box full of pleasant riches, gold that's been tried, melted down all the impurities out of it. Now it's been fashioned and polished into bars or rings or chains, crowns, diamonds that's been polished and manicured. Now you can see it is valuable. And these things are valuable. You have to ask yourself, are you valuable? And if you are, how are you valuable? Are you like gold? Are you like rubies? See, a virtuous woman, matter of fact, let me show you this real quick in Proverbs, the 12th chapter. This is what brings about true unity under Yah. Yahweh wants certain type of people unify with him. Proverbs 12 and 4 says, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. See, a crown is a piece of jewelry that you put on your head that's made of gold and stones. It's something you put upon your head. It's jewelry that it means it's not just a regular piece of jewelry. It's jewelry with purpose in it, purpose behind it. So not only it looks good to the eye, it's desirable. I want one of those. That thing glistening and shining, it looks good. And he got that on. Man, he got some, that guy must be somebody. And it said that's how a virtuous woman is. She got her husband walking around with a crown on his head. And everybody want what he got. Everybody want to feel good how he feeling good, rocking that crown on. That gold thing he got on his head with all them stones in it glistening. Yeah, that's how a virtuous woman is. Because she's pleasant. She's good. She's full of mercy and kindness and graciousness and favor, servitude, drawing her soul out. But it says, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. And she doing evil. She more worried about herself. She caught up in her emotions. She got a bad spirit. She's embarrassing me in the community. Care how I look anyway. I leave the house, my hair ain't done, my kids ashy. No, she ain't a crown to me at all. But a virtuous woman, she don't let her family leave out. No, she got her family dead up, looking good, because she's pleasant. She's good. She shows favor. You think she's going to show favor to those outside her house and don't show the favor to those that's in her house, her own kids, her own husband, her own children? She want to make sure everybody's good, feeling good, looking good, and that's what jewels do. That's what precious stones do. Not only do they make you look good, they make you feel good. And this is how true unity is. It makes you shine. It makes you bountiful to be a part of true unity. Man, this brother makes me look good. It's good to say, man, I'm on the same team as him. This sister makes me look, it feels good to know I got somebody like that on my team because of the value they bring to the table. They hate on the value. They hate it. Look what it says in Proverbs 11, verse 22. As a jewel of gold and a swine snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. And so sometimes you might have a jewel, but it's like a jewel and a swine snout, because now they only caught up in the appearance. It should be good. It look good because it represents what pleasantness all about. It represents what good is supposed to represent that. But at the point that it's not manifesting that, it's not procuring that, it's not bringing forth that goodness and pleasantness, man, this thing is like a, now it's like a jewel in a swine snout. Now this piece of, good old piece of gold, ruby, diamond, is worthless. Beauty just wasted. But at the end of the day, we should want to be jewels. Polished jewels. Shining jewels. Making things look good. feel good, and bringing value to wherever it is. You bring some gold and rubies and diamonds to my house, oh, that's bringing value to my house. And now I can use these things to invest. I can use these things to build. I can use these things to procure more life, more things, more building. When you got good gold and good diamonds in your midst. Look what Yahweh says in the book of Malachi, the third chapter. The reason we don't have good unity in Yah, is because we're worthless. We gluttons, drunkards, evil people, people that ain't worried about favor. I ain't about to show no favor till somebody show me some favor. Show me some favor. Show me some kindness. Do this for me. Do that for me. Matter of fact, I got too much time to spend trying to do this and that for myself. What I need to draw my soul out to show you favor. Who are you? Well, I'm just your brother. I'm just your sister. I'm just your father, your mother. And Yahweh said, look, you must draw your soul out and show favor and mercy and kindness. This is how you're going to have favor with Elohim and man. Well, we don't want favor with Elohim and man. We can care 2 cents about that. Care nobody. I don't want nobody like me. I don't care if nobody like me. So what if they don't like me? But no, we should be striving to be a likable people. We should be striving to be a desirable people. Yahweh said, gather yourself together, O nation, not desire. Don't nobody desire y'all. You look at them. They ain't even desirable. Ain't nothing pleasant about them. All they got is grudges and attitudes, selfishness. This is why they don't have unity. But if they had the spirit of Yah, they would have the building blocks for unity. Matter of fact, unity is going to come to them naturally. When you got the spirit of Yah and you're walking with Yah, because you're going to have all the graciousness and kindness and long-suffering in the world, and you're going to have favor. You're going to have graciousness and lending, and people are going to be drawn towards that. But look what it says in Malachi, the third chapter, the 16th verse. Yahweh says, then they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another, and Yahweh hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Yah, and that thought upon his name. And listen to what he says in the 17th verse. And they shall be mine, says Yah of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. When I make up my jewels. Yes, these people that bring shine and glisten into my name. These people that make me look good. These people that bring value to the table. These people that shows favor and goodness and pleasantness. These people that have the spirit of unity, the spirit of oneness, the spirit of love, the spirit of mercy and truth. These are the ones that's my jewels. These are the ones that's above rubies, diamonds, and gold, silver. They're above it. And when you get above these things, this is when you're at the highest place. For these things is what make the nation high. When they begin to increase in their gold and silver and diamonds and rubies, next thing you know, their kingdom is set up high. They have power, influence. But there's nothing more powerful. There's nothing more powerful than true unity with Yah. Being a part of his family that lives forever. There's no diamonds, gold, and rubies in the world that can give you the blessing to live forever. But true unity will bring forth life forevermore. Because true unity is a product of true righteousness. True unity is a product of perfection. People that got a perfect heart. Not a selfish heart. Not a heart that's desiring their lust and their own ways. That's not willing to make a sacrifice and live outside their self. Yahweh said, in the day that I make up my jewels, I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. And then shall you return to discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth Elohim and him that serveth him not. And those that serve in Elohim trying to bring to Yah's name, praise to Yah's name. But look what it says in Jeremiah the 6th chapter. End of the day, we should want to be gold. We should want to be polished silver with purpose behind it. Not vain gold, not vain silver, vain rubies and diamonds, no. A crown that promotes you to kingship. A crown that promotes you to honor. A chain about your neck that is only about your neck because you've been promoted. A ring on your finger because you've been promoted. These are the kind of jewels we want to be. Shining, beautiful, pleasant to look upon, desirable with purpose, not vanity. Jeremiah the 6th chapter, the 28th verse reads, they all grievous revolters. They don't want to hear. Every time you're talking to them about something, they got something to say, something to revolt. They grievous revolters, walking with slanders. They are brass and iron. They are corruptors. All of them, they're corruptors. They don't want to hear wisdom. They got slander in their heart against their brother. They walk with slanders. They talk with slanderers. The bellows are burned. The lead is consumed of the fire. The founder melteth in vain, for the wicked are not plucked away. And look what it says in the 30th verse. Reprobate silver shall men call them, because Yahweh has rejected them. I don't want this fake reprobate silver. I don't want this reprobate gold. I don't want these cubic zirconias, these phony rubies, walking around acting like they jewels, acting like they this, acting like they that. Man, you reprobate. You fake. I want the real deal. I want the pure, pure silver, pure gold is what you shall bring me. The highest quality of diamonds, real rubies. This is why there ain't no true unity. Bunch of fake reprobates instead of pure and good. Where's your pleasantness? Where's your goodness? Where's your mercy and favor? Where's your kindness? Where's your soul drawn out to? What are you lifting your soul up to? What are you putting your energy and stock in? Are you honoring those that fear Yah? Are you showing favor Are you trying to unite yourself with your people? Are you trying to seek wisdom, understanding? Or are you just living like a simple-minded person that has no knowledge? Simple-minded man, a simple-minded clamorous woman that knows nothing. And we wonder why we have no unity. Reprobates. Look what it says in Proverbs, the 31st chapter. Because this woman right here, Yahweh said, who can find such a thing? It's rare. It's far in between. You can't find them. But Yahweh know where they at. Because Yahweh knows the righteous. He's seen them. Proverbs 31, the 10th verse says, who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? She got a lot of value if she's far above rubies. And rubies alone is very valuable. Get you a treasure chest full of rubies. It's going to mount you up. It's going to put you up. But this woman, she's far above rubies. You can unite with this woman because she got value to anybody that lay hold on her, anybody that unites with her. She brings value to the table. The heart of her husband safely trusts in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. What I got need for spoil? What I got need of your rubies and your diamonds and gold when I already got my own rubies? I got my own riches. I don't have no need for yours. I'm covered. And I safely trust in what I got because I know what I got is pure. I know what I got is real. It is not reprobate. This ain't something you're going to reject. This is the pure. This is the real that I got. She will do him good because she's good and pleasant and not evil all the days of her life. Her mind is focused on that. She wake up thinking that I'm not about to do no evil, especially to my husband, especially to my children, especially to those that's living in my household, my servants and my maidens. Why would I do them evil so they can do evil back to me? But what's the sense of me doing evil? Matter of fact, the spirit of Yah teach me, I should be doing everything to have favor in the eyes. I should be doing everything for them to feel comfortable with me, for them to trust me, for them to like me, for them to know that I'm worth something. And look what it says in the final verses, the 30th verse, the 29th verse, rather. Matter of fact, no. This woman's so beautiful. Look at the let's start at the 25th verse and read down. Strength and honor are her clothing. Strength and honor. She's strong. Not weak. She's strong. And she's all about honor. That's what she wears. She's not dishonorable. And dishonorable people, they show dishonor. They show disrespect. They show disdain. Because they ain't trying to show favor. They ain't trying to show mercy and kindness. They ain't trying to give and disperse. They trying to refrain, hold back anything that's good. And keep all the good for themselves. They ain't trying to bring no value to the table unless it's their own table that they benefit from just their self. She's honorable, but ain't no honor in selfishness. Ain't no honor in a person that don't show favor and kindness and mercy and let that go before them. seeking favor with Elohim and man. And you don't have to seek favor. All you have to do is seek righteousness, meekness, graciousness. And this will be your favor. But look, it says strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She ain't worried about rejoicing now. She ain't worried about her praise now. She's going to rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom. And her tongue is the law, the laws of kindness. Because that's wisdom. Kindness. Mercy. Goodness. Pleasantness. And this is where true beauty, desirableness, this is where it is. This is how it looks. And if you can see this in one person, think of two people, three people, four people, five people, 100 people, 1,000 people. Whew. The more, the merrier. The more, the merrier. She looketh well to the ways of her household. She ain't let nobody going out undone, unsettled, ain't prepared. She too pleasant, too good for that. She thinking 7 steps, 10 steps of everybody. Making sure everybody's good. Making sure you're feeling good, you're looking good. Her children will rise up and call her blessed. She's blessed because she's always benefiting. She's always increasing. She's always helping. She's bringing some kind of value to your life. Her husband also, he praised her. And many daughters have done virtuously. But thou, this one we talking about, excels them all. Favor is deceitful. Beauty is vain. Because all the favor and beauty in the world don't mean nothing if it don't have no purpose. But a woman that fears Yah, she going to be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Give her the fruit of her hands. And everybody going to get the fruit of their hands anyway. But the question is your fruit good and pleasant? Or is your fruit rotten? Is your fruit bitter? Do your fruit give life? Or do your fruit poison people? You got poisonous fruit. Look what it says in the book of Genesis, the 2nd chapter. Because Yahweh wants us to see how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. And the truth is, it's very good and pleasant. Good is good. Pleasant is pleasant. And the very thing about good and pleasant is that it's desirable. It's bountiful. It's valuable. It promotes life. It increases life. And this is why we want unity. We want to live. We want to prosper. We want to be bountiful. And that's all Yahweh put this earth here for. For goodness and pleasantness and unity. Not just for Israel, but from even all the way down from the little ants, all the way to the beast. Yahweh want everything to be unified, working harmoniously together. And you unified over there, I'm unified over here, and we doing unified things, fulfilling our purpose that Yahweh created us to fulfill. And instead of us stepping on each other's toes at the end of the day, the byproducts of your life benefits mine. It blesses me. Your life that you live, it blesses me. And the life I live, it blesses you. And that's how true unity looks. It's just a blessing. It's pleasant, desirable. Look what it says in Genesis, the 2nd chapter, the 9th verse. I'll read verse 8 first. Yahweh Elohim planted a garden in the east wherein Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made Yahweh Elohim to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight. It's pleasant to the sight. Meaning you just seeing it, it makes you feel good. It says, not only is pleasant to the sight, but it's good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now go over to Genesis, the third chapter, and look what it says in the second verse. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, Elohim said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. The serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Elohim does know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as masters, gods, knowing good and evil. And when a woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, good, it's pleasant even to my eyes, and a tree to be desired, to make one wise. Ask yourself, is this the person you are? Because if you are this kind of person where you look good because of your spirit, because of your pleasantness, well, you on your way to unity. Because how can one be unified unless you're unified within yourself? And you're unified in yourself when you walk with the Almighty Yah. You walk in His oneness, and you begin to know your purpose. And why you're supposed to wake up in the morning, and what you're supposed to do from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Putting in that work like this virtuous woman. Putting in that work. Drawing her soul out. Making sure everybody's good. Making sure she don't do no evil. Being pleasant. Showing favor like this good man that speaks of in Psalms 112. He shows favor. He disperses. He gives. Like, why this person showing me favor like this? Because he's just a good person. He's a good man. He's a good woman. Why does man show me so much love like this? Like Jonathan did David. David said, man, this man was pleasant to me. He was very pleasant to me. This man love to me was surpassed the love of a woman. And here it is. Yahweh told us that we should love one another as we love ourselves. Especially when you amongst the righteous. Especially when you amongst them that fear the Almighty. But a lot of times those that fear the Almighty don't get none but hate. A lot of times the true righteous don't get nothing but hate. Discord. I'm trying to unify with that person. I'm trying to do this with them. They think they this. They think they that. Even to the sight. Look what it says in Isaiah, the fifth chapter. You have to ask yourself, if you are desirable, what fruit do you bear? Is your fruit good? Is your fruit pleasant? You know a tree by the fruit it bears. And a lot of people, they talk a good game. But Yahweh say, don't fall for it. It's reprobate. It's fake. Don't trust that silver. Don't trust that gold. They make it look good. They fashion it and shine it up. They put 24K on it. But man, as soon as you put it on your neck, it's going to turn green. As soon as you invest yourself in it, you're going to be mad. It's going to waste your money, your time. Look what it says in Isaiah the 5th chapter. What kind of fruit are you? What kind of fruit do you bear? We know if you're about unity, if you bring forth good fruits, because true unity don't bring nothing but life. Life is within the confines of good fruit, good seeds. Yahweh said in the book of Isaiah, the 5th chapter, the first verse, "Now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved, he has a vineyard and a very fruitful hill. And he fenced it and gathered out the stones thereof and planted it with the choice vine and built a tower in the midst of it and also made a wine press therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes." And that's how the people are. Yahweh says, see, the grapes, the good ones, is the ones that you want to gather together. But these, it's a bunch of wild grapes. And the wild grapes are bitter. The wild grapes are useless. You can't use them for nothing. Unless you want to make some kind of deadly concoction to get rid of something, to use it as a something that's destructive. But you can't use it for something pleasurable. You can't use it for something for praise and enjoyment and pleasantness and goodness. Maybe you can get a weapon out of it or something. Yahweh said these things brought forth wild grapes. These are wild people. They don't try to live in my laws. They don't care what they say, what they do, how they dress, how they look. They just wild. They have no control. They have no order. They wild. They out of order. It says, "What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done any? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought forth wild grapes. And now go, too. I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. And I'm going to lay it waste. It shall not be prune nor dig, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the cloud that they rain no rain upon you. For the vineyard of Yahweh of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Yehuda is his pleasant plant." This is what we're supposed to be, a pleasant plant. How good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity, in the oneness of Yah, in his one law, in his wisdom that promotes oneness, goodness. Because all the paths of wisdom is pleasantness and peace. And when your way is not pleasant, it's because you don't have wisdom. When your way is not peace, it's because you don't have wisdom. When your way is not mercy, not favor, not truth, it's because you have no wisdom. Therefore, you have no unity. You have no goodness and no pleasantness. You undesirable. Nobody wants to be around you. You clamorous. You fake. You putting on the show. You acting like you this. But at the end of the day, you're a wild grape. At the end of the day, you reprobate silver. But we're supposed to be a pleasant plant. Something that is pleasurable, that you can be pleased with, that you can say, "Man, praise the mighty Yah for this brother. Praise Yah for this sister. Praise Yah for my father. Praise Yah for my mother. Praise Yah for my sons and my daughters." We all should be praising Yah for one another. I praise Yahweh for you. 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 Because everybody's showing favor, graciousness, lending. Hey, I lend to you, you lend to me, I give you, you give to me. Hey, man, I remember you gave me this, and I went out to the store, and I wanted to give this back to you. Because it's just always keeping people in mind, always being considerate and mindful of others. That's unity. That's favor. And you thought about me. That's beautiful. That's pleasant. That's good. That's unity. That's the way of Yah. Look what it says in Proverbs, the 18th chapter. The 19th verse, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. And their contentions are like the bars of a castle. And once you get the contentions between brothers, who wins? It's hard to overcome them bars. Bars of a castle, them contentions get real deep, real hard to break through. This is why Mori Ishai pointed out, leave off from contention and strife. But what are we being offensive for? A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. And that fruit is either going to be bitter or it's going to be full of life in that fruit. And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And what your tongue got? Slander? Or do it have inspiration? Righteousness and kindness and mercy. Look what it says. Proverbs the 15th chapter. Verse 26. It says, the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination unto Yah, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. The pure. Pure gold people. Pure silver people. The pure stones, the pure jewels amongst the people. They got a purpose. They kind, they favorable, they blessing, because the purpose behind all this favor and beauty is that they serving Yah, and they trying to just praise Yah through their works, bring goodness and praise to Yah's name, be a light in the earth, and help one another, honor those that fear Yah. I'm just trying to honor you. Who you showing me favor for? Because I honor you. You fear Yah, so I honor you. That's why I'm showing you favor. That's why I'm doing nice things for you. That's why I'm being merciful to you. I got purpose behind it. Not wickedness behind it. Not supplanted motives. I'm just serving Yah. Doing good things all day long. Yah would say, trust in Yah and do good. Verily, you're going to be fed. Because when you do good, you're feeding people. You're going to dwell in my land. Because when you're doing good, you helping. You showing faith. You're doing all kind of good things. You dispersing, giving out, drawing your hand, opening your hand. Not to take, but to give, to bless. That's unity. He says, the words of the pure are pleasant words. Who wants to be around somebody that's always negative, always speaking negative words, always got slanders, always sporting and clowning and playing? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Where's the inspiration? Where's the positivity? Where's the praises of Yah? Look what it says in Proverbs 16, the 24th verse. Pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. And the good and pleasant people promotes unity. They have unity. And their words are pleasant, because all the ways of wisdom are pleasant and peace. We must have pleasant words amongst one another. Even in your correction, I want you to correct me. Want you to rebuke me. But be pleasant. Show me that you love me. Pull me to the side. Take me in the chambers. Talk to me and show me the sins of my ways. For even in the correction of the wise, upon an obedient ear is like oil of joy. Not disdain, not clowning, embarrassment. No, it's just more pleasantness. Pleasant words are as honeycombs and sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Look what it says, Proverbs 22. Proverbs 22, verse 17. Bow down thy ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thy heart unto knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips. And that's who you want to listen to. The pleasant words of the wise. Because around wise people, there's goodness and pleasantness. There's righteousness. And if you are seeking wisdom, young or old, take heed to the words of the wise. Honor them that fear Yah. But I would like to praise Yahweh, for I'm out of time. I want to praise Yah for the opportunity to indulge in this great sacrifice, to have the opportunity to live in His sight, to breathe the breath of life, to be able to speak His words, to know His words, and to bring honor to Him and His words. Yahweh is righteous. Yahweh is holy. Let His words and His name continually be magnified. Shalom, shalom.
Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Yo, Yah come in the volume of the book. His word is light, so we got the killers shook. Wisdom was in the chief places from the beginning to enlighten the sons of men. But the fighting among twins ushered in sin, and brothers been beefing ever since. Yah come in the volume of the book by the truth and sell it not. So we got these robbers out here shook. Understanding is departing from evil. He flooded the earth once, and there'll be no sequel. But the fire next time. That's why I'm the messenger refined in the fire of affliction. Opening your eyes to the foolish ways and the devil's contradiction. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim.
I praise Yah summer and winter season, and dismiss the statues with cold body heathens. Yah give me the reason to call them out, only misleading and treasons. A man's heart that was given to but not even back to seeking the heart of Yah. Seven is what He requires for the draw silver to be polished by fire. Constantly led by my Elohim.